gather round. Black Knights in town. And all you mere mortals need to bow yourself down.
Then you have never seen Smoke do his thing on a motorcycle. Then you have never seen a brother on a motorcycle do his thing.
For me, it was really meeting with Reggie and sitting down and talking with him and having him explain to me his concept of modern Western and couching it inside this subculture of motorcyclists and the clubs and the set. The hierarchy, the rules, the code, all that. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Let's play with that. You know, and then the idea of Smoke as the old gunfighter, you know, the old gunfighter who, you know, now that he's, you know, he's been at the top of the heap so long, he can't go anywhere because all the young guns are coming after him, and all he wants is a little piece. This is really about what it's progressed into, what it's evolved into, is this culture of hip-hop and extreme sport. With being able to do these fantastic tricks. And the tricks that you see in the film only represent the tip of the iceberg of what's really going on.
He was interested in producing quality with heart and a message. And he wasn't interested in just putting any old film together. I mean, just when I heard Lawrence Fishburne and Orlando Jones and Kid Rock and all these big names, I says, man, there's something big about to happen. It's like an explosion, and I want to be involved. So that's who Reggie Blightwood is. We had some awesome rollerblade cameramen, and they were very fast, and they were fearless, like kids. And they would hold on to the bike. And some of the guys, as we were doing the stunts, they would float around us. And then you had Greg Gartner, who was the DP. Incredible. These guys just knew their game.
Well, my character's name is Queenie, and she's the president of a female biker club called Total Package. There's a strong history and undercurrent with Smoke, Lawrence Fishburne's character, which kind of progresses and reveals itself, you know, their history and their depth of connection as the film unfolds.
The character I play is Tina, and she lives in this biker world, but she's not really a part of it, and she's kind of ambitious, doing her own thing, doesn't need a man. And Kid approaches her, and she kind of like disses him, says no less. And then the more that he pursues her, and the more that he shows her about himself, and just shows his vulnerability and shares with her the things he's going through, the more she starts to fall for him, and eventually she becomes that girl that's by his side.
Gosh, I mean, he's just incredibly talented. I mean, he's got this face that is just so striking, and then he's got this just charisma to back it, and you know, I don't know what his first film is, but I just remember him from Apocalypse Now. He was that young boy going down the river, and then you know, he's just his presence, his power, it's always there, and it was really interesting to work so closely and then now to see it translate on film, which is, I'm still learning by watching him.